Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Job 12 and verse 8, we read, "Speak to the earth and it'll teach you." The word for today is about the many ways God speaks to us. Consider again those words of the patriarch Job, "Speak to the earth and it will teach you." George Washington Carver is considered one of history's greatest scientific minds. Around the turn of the 20th century, agriculture in the southern states of America was suffering. The boll weevil was destroying cotton crops, and the soil was being emptied of nutrients because farmers planted cotton year after year. It was George Washington Carver who pioneered the idea of crop rotation. He urged farmers to plant peanuts, and they did. The plan revived the soil, but farmers were upset because there were no markets for peanuts. Their plentiful peanut crops decayed in warehouses. When they grumbled to Carver, he did what he'd always done. He prayed. He regularly got up at 4 a.m., walked across the woods, and he asked God to disclose the mysteries of nature to him. One of his favorite scriptures was Job 12:8, "Speak to the earth, and it will teach you." Carver literally asked God to reveal the secrets of nature, and God did. As a result, Carver discovered more than 300 uses for the peanut. Or perhaps more accurately, the Lord revealed more than 300 uses. These are comprised of shaving cream, glue, cosmetics, soap, sauces, insecticide, linoleum, wood stains, fertilizer, and more. Carver said, "I love to think of nature as wireless telegraph stations through which God speaks to us every day, every hour, and every moment of our lives." Today, God will speak to you in many different ways. You just have to be sensitive and listen. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.